African Americans and Latinos make up close to a third of the country's population, but the American Medical Association's 2010 report says that only 1 out of 15 doctors are African American, and just 1 out of 20 are Latino. At Del Tech's Wilmington campus, state and school officials announced that Del Tech would receive a $2.4 million federal grant to encourage high school minorities to pursue professions in science, technology, engineering, and math. Del Tech will select minority 8th and 9th graders from various Newcastle County schools. Then Del Tech will help prepare them for jobs in STEM and track their progress throughout high school. Officials at the grant's announcement didn't just emphasize the need for more people to enter the STEM workforce. The partnership with Nemours and the Sidney Kimmel Medical College focused the STEM initiative on promoting interest in a future in healthcare.
We have patients who are low income or don't have dental insurance.
That's Christina Kirk. She and Teresa Kalira-Fissi are second-year students in dentistry at Del Tech. Sitting on a table between them are plastic human heads with mouths stretched wide open.
There's different types of teeth that we use that allow us to practice all different types of instrumentation on different care levels and different types of people that we'll see in the clinic.
They were among several health-focused instructors and students from Del Tech's STEM Expo to show off the kinds of tools students work with on a regular basis. Karen Rollo from Del Tech's nursing department says it's important to have a more diverse workforce in order to care for a diverse population of patients.
We need all of those different perspectives in patient care so that you can recognize cultural differences.
The National Science Foundation estimates that over the next decade, 80% of jobs will require STEM skills. Eli Chen, Delaware Public Media.